Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni we Studio 7 yesonto mhla ka 1 Bandula 2024 ngutaba kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
iphumulo nje ekhasanini uhambisa ukudla kwekhasama baqhamuze bona kwibhamu dubule inqwelo nobadubule wena enlameni bathathele kwesikuta bathathe naleyo foni.
Ezinye zezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikumsebenzi wokuthwala ukudla lokunye ngemidududu kwele South Africa sezibumbe inhlanganiso yokwabelana amacebo okuzivikela kulandela ukwanda kwenani lababulawa beqhuba lomsebenzi.
Umcimbi kakhulu ubhekane labatsha ngoba sike sabheka kakhulu nje siyikomiti nje layo esihlangane kule nto lena isithofini social sabona ukuthi kakhulu abantwana abaningi abangabafundi.
Abatsha baqoqa umkhosi wokubukisa izipho abazala lazo kumbe amathalenta esikolo sechefunye echolocho. Kwezokholo sixoxa nomnumzana Busani Sibanda ngokuqakatheka kweBhayibhile. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ezinye zezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikumsebenzi wokuthwala ukudla lokunye ngemidududu kwele South Africa sezibumbe inhlanganiso yokwabelana amacebo ngokuzivikela kulandela ukwanda kwenani lababulawa beqhuba lomsebenzi kanye lokutshontshwa kwemidududu abayisebenzisayo. Umnumzana Thubelihle Sigola okhokela inhlanganiso le ePanic Button uthi basebenza ndawonye lamapholisa kwele South Africa ngenhloso yokwabelana ulwazi labanye ukuthi bengazivikela njani kanye lokulonda imidududu eyabe itshontshiwe. Utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi sebeqale njalo ukukhulumisana leziphathamandla zeZimbabwe njengoba kule mibiko yokuthi imidududu le ithengiselwa eKezi eMathabeleland South. Asenelisanga ukuxhumana lesikhulumeli samapholisa esabeleni lesi njengoba ucingo lwakhe belungadotshwa.
Indaba yezikuta le zisithalise inzima kakhulu, kodwa nje izikuta vele zona bezitshontshwa, kodwa ekuqale bezingatshontshwanga ngale ndlela esezitshontshwa ngayo manje. Nje ekuqaleni nje zitshontshe izikuta bethatha izikuta nje zethiwa umuntu ephila. Manje esikhathini samanje ma bebanda inkunzi yesikuta bethatha isikuta bathatha ifoni nayo bayakudukila. Baningi abafowethu esisebenzisana nabo abalimeleyo, abanye babo sebashona.
Selikubonile lokhu lathatha siphi isinqumo?
Sagcina sibona ukuthi kuzoba yikuhlakanipha ukuthi sivule inhlanganiso ezama ukulwisana nabo lobu bugebengu. So sahlangana singamadoda sahlala phansi savula inhlanganiso esibiza nge-Panic Button ye-anti-hijack. Omunye wethu maye banje inkunzi sasixayiseni nje ukuthi uma ubanje inkunzi zama ukubanikeza isikuta sabo thatha ifoni yakhubaleke ndena ukuthi uxhumana nabantu, kodwa asizange saba successful. Kwasekuthi-ke sometime last year kaba ne-breakthrough ngoba omunye umfowethu ayebanje inkunzi bamlimaza kwabonakala ibhoksi yakhe isisetshenziswa ngomunye umuntu. Sayilandelela indaba yakhona sambamba lowo muntu owayenalelo bhoksi akhulumisana naye njengamadoda wagcina esikhokhelela kwabanye abafana ababuya ekhezi. Sathi sesihlangene naye lo muntu ekhezi sifithi sisakhulumisana naye kwaqhamuka amaphoyisa yasebesithathela yena kwangathi bazombopha. Uyawazi ukuthi umthetho usebenza kanjani, yahlalahlala angazi ukuthi balungisa njani amaphoyisa anika wabaleka wayekhezi.
Lusaqhubeka napho lolu dubo ngemva kokuqalisa inhlanganiso le?
Kwenzekile futhi ukuthi sometime 3 weeks back omunye futhi umfowethu esisebenzisana naye naye ongabuyekhiwe bamthathela isikuta sakhe bamdubula ngebhadi wazela washona. So sazama ukulandelela kwindaba kwakhona kungapha kucaci, kodwa emsibhise abazali ngoba sebebona ukuthi kunomonakalo eningi yenzakalayo. Bagcina abazali besitele ukuthi izikuta eziningi zisekhezi and ukuthi zingena njani zisuke ngapha e-South Africa zisiyekhezi yindaba enzima ngoba zisethule zile azinama-number plate, azinamthetho. Futhi isiqiniseko esinaso kakhulu ukuthi sisebenzisane namaphoyisa ekhaya, sizamile ukukhuluma nabanye abaphathi bekhwezi ukuthi sizame ukusebenzisana nabo abazali bethu abasizalayo emakhaya lekwezi bagweme ukuthi ukuthi abangazaziyo ukuthi buya ngoba izikutelo ezingazifika le emakhaya zifika kuyukuthi abafundi abaningi sebeseni. So umuntu uma ethenga nje isikuta esemakhaya esithenga ngenkomo noma esithenga ngemali usuka ethenga isikuta somuntu obuleweyo naye zame ukuthi so yindaba yokuthi namanje sisayihamba sisazama ukuxhumana nabomthetho abekhaya ukuthi izikuta zonke especially izikuta eziningi ezisemakhaya le kube nendlela yokuthi bayazilandelela bathole ukuthi ziziyaphi zibhalise kuphi nesikabani. Sahlanganisa namaphoyisa ama-afidavithi ney'lwadi ezifunekayo nama-police case ayevuliwe ukuthi abantu bakholekthela amaphepha ama-bikasalayo lapha ngoba sina over 60 bikes ezatshontshwayo abantu baphethe amaphepha. So sizozama ngezindlela ukuthi akholekthela amaphepha abantu bahambe nawo le ekhaya bahambe nje mhlawumbe besebenzisana namaphoyisa kudinga indlela yokubona ukuthi kanti la ama-bikes uyadinga ngapha akusiwe la ama-bikes ekhaya na.
Abaningi abatshontshelwayo basebenza msebenzi bani khona ngapho eGoli?
Abantu abo bathageta kakhulu yithi thina abantu esisebenza ngama-delivery especially ama-Uber ne-Mr.D abadiliva ukudla uthumile nje ekhastameni uhambisa ukudla kwekhastama baqhamuke bona ngebhamu dubule enqweni or badubule yona enyameni bathathe leso sikuta bathathe naleyo foni.
Umnumzana Thubelihle Sigola ukhokela inhlanganiso yabaqhuba umsebenzi wokuthwala ukudla lempahla ngemidududu kwele South Africa panic button limuzwe sixoxa laye ecingweni eseSouth Africa. Sigaba sabatsha namuhla sixoxa lomnumzana Dominic Vundla oqoqa umkhosi wabatsha owe talent show eChefunye Primary School eCholocho.
Talent show leni izobe yenziwa endaweni yaseChefunye ngaphansi kwe district Cholocho eMathebeleland. Le iChefunye Primary School iChefunye isikole lapho sobe siyenzela khona. Ilanga lokuthi izoyenziwa nini asikabilani ngoba sisa-organize sisahlanganisa nama-artist akhona nalabantu nje abazobakhona emcimbini isponti bangakanani ukuthi kuzoba into ye-Hamendays kodwa izoyenziwa nje ngo-December futhi ngo-December date soba sesinayo.
Likhangelele ukuthi kube kubukisa abantu abanjani abavela ngabo?
Yebo, umcimbi kakhulu ubhekane labatsha ngoba sike sabheka kakhulu nje siyi-committee nje la esihlanganele kule nto lena iChefunye Social. Sabona ukuthi kakhulu abantwana abaningi abanye abafundi abanye sebe nabantwana, so vele abanye angeke besakwazi ukubuyela esikoleni. So sacabanga ukuthi uma ukuthi angabe khona amanye amakhono abo kungawoke bewaveze bekwazi ukuphila ngawo beqhubeke ngawo. Sibe sibakhangelele kakhulu ngaba seCholocho ePlumtree ngoba yindawo esiseduze nathi esingakwazi ukuthi sibaxhase mhlawumbe ngama-transport because abasuke endaweni ezikhashana ngoba abantu esibalindele siyazi ukuthi asobantu mhlawumbe abanemali noma bangakwazi ukuafford izinto eziningi.
Likhangelele ukuthi abantu abazancintisana kuma-category abo?
Abantu esibakhangelele kakhulu ukuthi bangancadiseka futhi nje kakhulu ama-dance groups kanye nama-artist nje akhona singathi ngamasingazo ngoba besifisa ukuthi mase sibazi ukuthi bangakhi futhi nabaphefoma kanjani. Sesifisa ukuthi nanoma ma kulemshado endaweni noma kunamaphathi befuna ama-dance group or ama-artist ngoba yibona abantu abathanda ukusiza kakhulu. So ngicabanga ukuthi bazobe besizekile kakhulu endaweni ezifana lalezo.
Isinqumo esikhona lapha kumbe inhloso ngeyani?
Le nto isuke kumina ngoba bengenza izifundo ze-project management, so ngasengabona ukuthi into ebesizifunda laphana kakhulu ihlanganisa abantu nokukhuphula nje amabhizinisi amancane nje ikwenza izinto zenzeke. So ngasengicabanga ukuthi ayikho into engingayenza for community yami phandle kokuthi ngiba-organizele yona le i-talent show ukuthi laba abanamakhono abaneziphiwo bakwazi ukuziperforma le zinto siqhubeke baphile ngazo.
Abanye abalaleli bengazibuza ukuthi
nxa befuna ukuthi basebenzisele lawe kulolu hlelo bengangenela njani njalo bengenelisa ukuthi abakuxhume njani?
Singajabula kakhulu abantu kade sibalindele, singathi njengama-community leaders, ama-youth kakhulu ngama-youth ayikwazi ukuhlangana nabantu, ayazi abantu nje abathanda nje inguquko. Yibe kade sibabiza kakhulu ukuthi bengasondela kithi besixhumanise labo bantu sisebenzisane, cause asikho baningi nathi kune-program ama-stakeholders, and then even nalabo abafuna amadoni abafuna ukudonata noma abafuna ukusiza kakhulu bengabhekelela kwezabo indawo noma kuma-province abo noma kuma-district abo noma kuma-community abo noma kuma-villages abo, ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabakhona amagrupu aphumile kuleyo ndawo azobe khona emcimbini, bebone nabo ukuthi bona babaxhasa kanjani abantu bakibo ukuze bekwazi ukufinyelela lapho. Kanye nama-program akhona nje endaweni lawo sibe siwacela ukuthi nasondele abone ukuthi siza nani, sifuna ukwenzani, nabo basincedise masifuna ulwazi into esifana nalezo.
Ungasitshela-ke ngamafitshane ukuthi abafuna ukuthi bangene kule talent show bengenza njani ukuthi labo baphatheke?
Bengakwazi ukuthi behlangane lathi kule namba ethi +27 814 16 1806 +27 814 16 1806, and then ezo siwhatsapp lapho noma sifonele abese uyasho ukuthi yena uhlala kuphi futhi udlala lophi uhlelo. Noma-ke abasemakhaya, mhlawumbe ngathi abasemakhaya endaweni yaseTsholotsho, bona bengakwazi ukusondela ezikoleni eziseduze nabo befike bebachazele ngalolu hlude udaba ukuthi bahamba ngani, bazobe bekhona abangabasiza ngalokhu ngoba labo sebeyazi ezikoleni eziningi sibafakelile ngamameseji.
Kusigaba sabatsha namhla besixoxa lo mnumzana Dominic Vundla oqoqa umkhosi wabatsha owe-talent show eChefunye Primary School eTsholotsho. Asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo. Nxa ufuna ukungena kuhlelo lwabatsha ungasithumela umbiko ngeWhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi +1 202 394 7156 +1 202 394 7156. Okwamanje wathi ngidedele kuNtungamile Nkomo esethulela ezokholo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Umtshumayeli wethu namuhla ngumnumzana Busani Sibanda.
Ngibingelele babunkomo labalaleli, sibonga ithuba engiliphathele khona namhlanje. Nanku kimi ncaku zikaThixo, iBhayibhile is a book of wisdom. Kukhona okuhle esingakuthola kuBhayibhile engcwele, kukhona okuhle esingakuthola kuBhayibhile amaJuda, kukhona okuhle esingakuthola kuQuran iBhayibhile amaMuslim, okusikhulisayo emoyeni. Namhlanje zothanda ukuthi sike sibheke incwadi yethu ku-John chapter 4 verse 24. Lithi iBhayibhile, uNkulunkulu ungumoya, labamkhonzayo mabamkhonze ngumoya langeqiniso. Ncaku zikaThixo ezinhle, njengoba singabantu siphila sinje, into ezibalulekile emuntwini zintathu. Silomqondo, umqondo uyinavigator yomhlaba. Njengoba siphila sibona zonke lezi zitezi, sibona yonke lindiza, sibona imoto, amabhasi, sibona konke sikubonayo, ama-computers, ama-cellphone, konke okukhulu technology, ngomunye umuntu wasebenzisa umqondo ukuze zonke lezi zinto zibona zibe khona. Qazanga asebenzise moya, wasebenzisa umqondo. Ihliziyo yindawo yemizwa, ethi makukuhle imizwa iyajabula, imizwa iyathokoza, iyaphakama, emotions. Makukubi inhliziyo iyehla, iyaqala ukungabaza. So asikwazi ukukhonza umdali ngomqondo oyinavigator yomhlaba, ngoba umqondo yiwo okhona ukwakha umhlaba ube yi-better place. Inhliziyo nayo ijabula makukuhle, imizwa iyakhuphuka, ama-emotions ayakhula, makukubi iyaphansi. So asikwazi ukukhonza umdali ngento ezitshintshatshintshayo. Umdali simkhonza ngomoya. Kumele ukhule emoyeni, spiritual maturity. Uma ukhula emoyeni, umoya wakho ukhuliswa yizambulo zomoya. Ngoba umoya wakho iqiniso uyalazi. Uma ukhulile emoyeni, uyakwazi ku-interacta lezwe lomoya. Ziyakwazi izidalwa ukukhuluma nawe leyithunywa. Izwe lomoya liyakwazi ukusondela kuwe likhulume nawe, likubonise indlela. Izwe lomoya izithunywa ziyakwazi ukukhomba lalo othunyiwe. Ngoba ngeke uze ube mazi ngomqondo, ngoba umqondo ubheka into zomhlaba. Inhliziyo ijabuliswa ngama emotions. Ngeke uze umbone umuntu othunyiwe ukuthi nanga. So kumele ube spiritually. Uma uspiritually, izidalwa lezithunywa ziyakwazi ukukhuluma nawe. Umdali asimazi ngomqondo langenhliziyo. Asisondeli kuye ngomqondo langenhliziyo into zomhlaba. Umdali kumele sikhule emoyeni. Umdali uyazambula. You can't start God. Ihlamba. Umdali uyazambula. Ukuze understand izambulo zomdali, ukuthi umdali uthini, ufuna kube njani, kumele ukhule emoyeni. Uma ukhulile emoyeni uabove into zomhlaba, into zomhlaba uzibukela phansi. Uloxhumano nomdali, uloxhumano lokukhanya. Ngoba uma ukhulile emoyeni, awudingi incwadi ezabe kutshetekela ukutshontsha. Awuthithi incwadi ezabe kutshetekela amanga. Umoya wakho awukuvumeli ukwenza into errong. Umoya wakho uyakukhuza. Umoya wakho uyakugayida. Umoya wakho awuvumeli ukwenza inyala. Ngoba ukhulile emoyeni. Awudingi incwadi ezabe kutshethi mangiyeke ukutshontsha. No. Umoya wakho uyakukhuza. Ngoba umoya wakho uloxhumano lezwe lomoya. Uloxhumano lomdali. Uma sikhula emoyeni siyasondela kwize lomoya, siyasondela kwizithunywa ezinkulu, siyasondela duze lomdali. Sibonge ihlo engcwele, fihlo ehlambulukile. Umoya kumele sikukhonze ngomoya, usizwa usibone ngomoya. Siyakucela mdali, sipha amandla, usikhanyisele, usikhokele, sibonga sithi Zulu.
Sibonge umtshumayeli wethu umnumzana Busani Sibanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye neviki ezayo. Lilami untungamile inkomo.
Gwabasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo weStudio 7 Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Okwakhathesi ke sizwe imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumele yona ngeWhatsApp.
Yes, Studio 7 litshona njani kodwa basazibetha bahle. Yes, bonge inyuzi elisinika zona imihla namalanga. Ukuhamba kukamongameli lokhana sokwaba insakavukela umchilo wesidwaba. Mina mangithi ngiyabukisisa nje ema-president ala nje Southern Africa. The most u-president wayekwazi ukuthi ahambe ethi mayenyamalele ebuya kujatshulwa ekhaya. Ngu-president, former president e-South Africa uJacob Zuma. UJacob Zuma wayethi mayephumile ukuthi e-Russia mele lindele something after 1 week kumbe 2 weeks ebuyile. Manje kathesi kulo president weBurkina Faso uIbrahim Traore, kubuye upresident weNiger, amadoda amakuthiwa eRussia kukhona into ezovela after 1 week. So laba bethu, owethu president kunamhle tshitshe eRussia, kuninamhle tshitshe eChina, kunamhle tshitshe eSingapore, kunamhle betshitshe Iran. Kudala kakhulu la bantu babe siyazenzela igrosali nje lokhu zikhipha nje besayeza ama-chairs khona kanje. Asinga-expectini into ezi-serious abantu amabezihambele bezenzela ama-grosali wabo for imizi yabo. Ukuhamba ama-private jet bayabenzela ukuthi lingabe le mbuzo eminingi njenge-country ezama-citizen.
Studio 7 linjani? Alivuli ama-odo abanye abantu, alivuli ama-odo abanye abantu. Mafake i-odo yami, zangizwe. Sengifake inye 2 labantu abatshona bekhulumela iZANU-PF labo basinyanyisa labo basinyanyisa kakhulu neZANU-PF yabo ngeyabo bodwa thina iZimbabwe yonke jikelele asiyifuni iZANU-PF asiyifuni abake basihambele khatshana ngeZANU-PF yabo le ehlulekayo le iyasibonela ilizwe siyahlupheka ngenxa yayo la
Studio 7 ya ngiyabonga ngendaba ezinhle ezilizikhulutshela abantu abeZimbabwe zeqiniso ya ngicela ukuthi like libuze lokuzeni i-government leZimbabwe ukuthi kanti ngangezwa last year part 1 kuthiwa i-IPEC isithe isiqale siluhambe ezigabeni zonke ibhalisa abantu aba-over 60 years ukuthi belatshwe mahhala ezibhedlela ngokuthi abalamali abalamapensheni ama-pensheni zabo amalutshwane kodwa ama-pensheni zabo kuyibo abawadlaya ama-pensheni abantu labo kwazi ukuthi bathi bazahamba bebhalisa abantwana ama-youth ukuthi bathole imisebenzi ku-government ngezwa kuthiwa sebesuka eHarare sebekobulawayo ngathi ukuqaliseni kwawo nalo umnyaka so sebesuka kobulawayo bazakuye kwamanye ama-towns bazabhodi ilizwe lonke kodwa sokwaphelela emoyeni abantu laba kati wayi bengabantu aba yikho ngiyabona ebhayibhilini kuthiwa ibizwe lelo ukuthi isathane ngujehova owathuka umuntu lwami ulusifa wamuthi ngusathane ukuthi isathane ukuthi umuntu olamanga adlulisa amalawulo laphana sibuswa ngosathane ukuthi bafaka abantu amazwi emlonyeni baphila ngamanga faka amanzi engqondweni yakho lasemlonyeni wakho ukuthi uwakhulume by force so yikho kwenziwayo lapha so yonke into ngiyamanga siya kumakhampeni ngena umnankagwa wagijima wathi ufuna ukulungisisa ukuthi abantu bamthande kakhulu wafika kubo gwayisha ngani lokhu zeni river ngale waqalisa ukuthi usesakha umduli lapha sakha idamu leliyana after elections wathi asisela mali sizakhontinua nxa imali sikhona ngokuthi wayesebona ukuthi abantu sebadlile
alinjani badala alinjani okukhulumayo ngumbuso sibandalapha sekwele butswane kaburoni lokho kwenzakalayo lokho kunzima abafowethu mani hayi kunzima mpela hayi shakukuhlanga mani eyi yaloko engozi le hayi abafowethu hayi kunzima ngempela
salubonani emsakazweni salubonani siyafika ongizakubuzile phela ngempendulo ngoba ngiyitholi so angazi ukuthi impendulo ngizoyithola nini ngoba lapho ekhaya abantu siyabaleka sibalekiswa yisimo semisebenzi isimo sokuswelakala imali isimo sendlala uhulumende ngathi uwehluleka ukuthi aseseke ngezinto esizidingayo kahle kahle singathembi usebenzela esikhwameni sakhe ngoba esakhe isikhwama si-right ungathatha ukubheka idrobho lakithi Bulawayo ifile imagodigodi akusakhanyi noma lidorobho noma kusemakhaya abantu sebeze bezama ukuziphilisa ngenxa yokuthengisa uthola umuntu sokuyisiqhobaqhoba kusacaca ukuthi iBulawayo noma isemapulazini ngoba umunye engafaka umrokho lana umunye afaka amatabanda umunye afaka amatabanda
lawo bekungamazwi eno linabalaleli bethu elisithumele wona ngeWhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi +12024650318 lingasebenzisa yona le inombolo +12024650318 nxa lifuna ukuthunyezelwa inhlelo zethu nsuku zonke. Kwezemidlalo kuleviki intatheli ezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usethulela ingxoxo ayenzelwe uDumisani Ndlovu owadlalela iqembu leBlack Mambas njalo eseqhuba inhlelo zokuthuthukisa abasakhulayo.
UNdlovu uthi esakhula wayelesifiso sokuba ngumdlali wenguqo lodumo kodwa uthi esephakathi kokulifeza iphupho lakhe abazali bathi akaqine ngesikolo.
Ngadlala the short stint kuPremier League eBlack Mambas. Remember ngascouta iBlack Mambas the coach was Max Malume Moyo who took us to Rose Camp. Ngaya Harare ngeti elevu guys like Jablan Spanda and Simarache Nyabutiwanja. So the guy who I would say we did sort of back together into the first team, Alabama Simba Tinero, Collins Kabote and those legends, was George Mwani, because he says we're the youngest in the team. However, within 3 months, I'm going to use it. So, you know, coming from a typical African family, school of first. So I ended up going to AUZ.
Ufike enyuvesi lakho waqhubekela phambili edlala ibhola uNdlovu njengoba kuvele kungumdlalo awuthanda ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke.
Wathi ngadlala le team yamaNdebele okuthiwa yiChibucks. At one point uTauya Mreo before you went to Dynamos, we used to strike, just like my strikers for the AUZ team. With another guy called Kofi Matia from Mdare. So we used to, and then Tawia left. I sort of became like big in the UZ arena in terms of football. I became the SG, the Secretary General of eFootball Association, UZ. I became SRC, so I was in charge of sports per se. So yeah, it was a lovely time. I enjoyed that time. At the same time, my parents and me were saying focus on books, and I don't have regrets. But even though I didn't make to the top,
ekuphutheni kwakhe izifundo zakhe uNdlovu uthole indawo yokufundisa esikolo seNtumbane edolobheni lakoBulawayo lapho afika waba umqeqeqi womdlalo wenguqu.
I built a team in Ntumbane, Charles Vanda, Mboma, the late Mboma, Patrick's Yeti's twin brother. I had Mina and Fe, who went to Zimbabwe since. There was a core in my team that when I came from UZ and I built 99 2000 2001, and this team, I know they went when I left, just left, they went to win the 2001 Peter's of tournament. And I remember one day, I know when I beat Mzilegazi, the Ngozo Mzilegazi, Chiromo was at my headmaster's office the next morning to say, Ndlovu Tezile, you can't beat us, but get this kiss fair. So I enjoyed Ekas. To be honest, Ntumbane, I enjoyed. Yeah, I feel Ntumbane was like my home, because people, when I came from Harare, people embraced me. I enjoyed my 4 years of teaching there before I went to the UK. It was good.
Umuyi uMpofu udlalele amaqembu abalisayele Highlanders, eLewange, eLekwelaton kanye leLebulawayo Chiefs. Abanye abadlali abadlale kusigaba sePremier Soccer League abasebenzele uNdlovu ngababalisa uArnold Matayivana Chuma, yena odlalele iqembu leBantu Rovers kanye leHighlanders, kanye loMtshumayeli Moyo odlalele iZimbabwe Saints, iDynamos kanye leShooting Stars. UNdlovu sewasungula inhlanganiso yedumisana iNdlovu Foundation njalo lonyaka bekungumnyaka wesitshiyagalolunye, beqoqa imidlalo yenguqu lapho kuncintisa khona izikolo zakwelemandebeleni. Uthi yena ukunanzelele ngesikhathi esasengumbalisi ukuba ezemidlalo zilethela abasakhulayo injabulo.
I will buy them bread, buy them Amazon, fake poloni, sihlabele abafana. We used to laugh, sihlabele esebhasini kholisi, and the boys were so happy. Like, so happiness is how you define it. Happiness is what you make it, and we can make our kids happy by giving them a football shirt, by giving them a tracksuit, like giving them a football. Things, simple, basic things like that. So we can make people. Yeah, so in Ntumbane, I formed a formative team. But there was also a girls' team. I actually played a key role in coaching with Tetelo Lomkwinji 15.
Kumncintiswano walo nyaka oqhutshwe ensukwini ezisanda kwedlula, inhlanganiso yedumisane Foundation, iqembu labafana elesikolo seMchabezi liphakamise inkezo ngemva kokunqoba eleGifford nge-1 kanya ku-final. Kumncintiswano wamankazana unqobe eleNtumbane, lona elitshayele eMchabezi nge-3-2, lokhu ngemva kokuba sekutshaywe imbekwa. UNdlovu uthi ngomnyaka ozayo lo mncintiswano uzakuba mkhulu kabi, njengoba beyabe bethakazelela ukufikisa iminyaka elitshumi lokhu wasungulwayo. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanjini.
Singeke hlukani zihlobo, wathi sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Ezinye zezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikumsebenzi wokuthwala ukudla lokunye ngemidududu kwele South Africa sezibumbe ihlanganiso yokwabelana amacebo okuzivikela kulandela ukwanda kwenani lababulawa beqhuba lomsebenzi. Abatsha baxoxa umkhosi wokubukisa izipho kumbe amathalenta esikolo seChefunye eCholocho. Kwezokholo besixoxa lomnumzana Busani Sibanda ngokuqakatheka kweBhayibhile. Silugqiba lapha ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Abangenelisanga ukulalela uhlelo lwethu lilakho ukuya ebulenjini kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Olivalelisayo ngudaba kancube ngesithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka.